Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This episode has strong language, sex scenes, and sexual references. Listener discretion is advised. Previously on Private Affairs.
We met at a bar. Well, I'm Veronica, V for short.
Hey, well, it's nice to meet you, V.
Nice to meet you too, Luke. For some reason, we just kept coming back to each other. Like there was some kind of force pulling us together.
I know, I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
He kissed me. His lips were a bit dry. It kind of felt like an exfoliation, but I didn't care. We were kissing.
I like that. Hey, I hope you don't find this too forward, but I was wondering if you'd be interested in coming back to my place.
No.
I mean, like no pressure. I just want to spend more time with you. Do you know what I mean? Like we don't have to do anything really. I'm honestly not expecting anything. But you know, if you don't want to, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I completely understand.
Like, I don't.
No, again, only if you want to. Like, completely up to you.
I needed him.
Hang on.
Okay. Do you need help?
I got it. Sorry. Hang on.
And when he...
Oh, shit.
It was like... So I waited. One day. 2 days. Surely by the third day he'd call or text. I mean, surely. 3 days. 4 days. 5 days and still nothing.
V, it was a one-night stand.
Yeah, but you don't understand though, Tafu. We had chemistry.
One-night stand, you know what that is.
Come but on. He said he'd call.
Guys just say that kind of stuff to avoid awkwardness. You know what I always tell you, right? Come on, say it with me.
There's plenty of dick in the streets.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, beautiful. Sorry, my contacts didn't transfer properly to my new phone. I'm actually in Bali at the moment. I'd love to take you out on a date when I get back next week, if you're still interested.
Cool. Hit me up when you're back.
Things were moving really fast.
I'm really glad I met you.
We talked every day.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Dates every weekend. We even had a sleepover schedule.
Eggplant emoji.
A WAP, peach emoji. But it still wasn't enough. I can't wait to see you again. The days in between seeing each other felt immeasurable.
I miss you.
We were insatiable for each other.
I miss you more.
It was scary.
I miss you the most.
But the good kind of scary that's laced with endorphins and adrenaline.
Blush face.
Hey fam,
hey,
guess who's arrived in the house?
Finally, I'm beginning to think about coming.
So this is Luke, guys.
Hi, I'm Marty.
It's good to meet you.
Hey, Tuff, this is Luke.
Yo, what's up? How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Cole, where's Tonde?
Oh, he wasn't feeling well, so he stayed home.
Oh, shame.
I know, but anywho, Luke. You're the guy who's been keeping my cousin so busy.
Mm-hmm. Guilty.
Right, so that means yeah. You need to take a shot for that.
All right, guys, you guys have been awesome. I think it's my duty to pay for all of this, so don't worry about anything.
Look at you.
It's all cool, man. I got this one.
No, I got it. You sure?
Yeah.
Don't. I can pay. It's no, all,
get
you sure?
The, get the next one. It's all good.
All right. Okay, good job.
Chill,
all right.
chill.
Thanks,
okay.
babe.
Let's
thanks,
have a good man. Time.
All right, everyone ready?
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Woo.
But after that night, things changed. his communication became sporadic and distant. His excuse that he was busy. And then eventually, he ghosted.
Why I love you. Tonda doesn't notice anything I do, any little change in appearance.
Girl, you look hot though.
Thank you.
Were you eating over there? How was Christmas in Zim?
It was hectic.
How come? I thought it would have been lit.
Can you imagine? The maid went on leave just before Christmas. Babes, I did not rest. And Tonda was just there, chilling, Jacques, comfortable, not even bothered that I was doing all the work.
What, so suddenly Zim, he didn't even help you or even try and act like he's...
He milks it when we're there.
Ish, man, the patriarchy is strong, girl.
You know, these are the things you don't think about when you get married. And his mother, oh my God, that woman would not stop with the whole, you need to have a baby soon, you're not a spring chicken. Like, we just got married. I'm still paying off the wedding.
I mean, talk about the pressure.
In-laws. Anyway, enough about me. How's Mr. Matt?
What up, what up, what up?
Hey!
Check him out, huh?
Congrats on the promotion, boss.
Yeah, man, congratulations.
You know what they call me, man? Tough bomber, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a good space. I think I'm ready to actually settle down. I need more of a Michelle Obama.
Settle down. Don't lie to yourself. That's funny.
Listen, guys.
I'm in my 30s now. You know, work is good. I want to buy property soon. I think it's time. It's time.
You know, sometimes I don't know if you're being serious or you're just trolling us.
You're totally serious. I don't know. But for real, guys. No, seriously, guys.
After weeks of nothing, all I get is a hi.
Easy. I'm not the one who ghosted.
One word.
He's a fuckboy. I know who's.
I mean, just when I accepted, he vanished. He just pops back up. Like what is that?
Why did for that? You just move on. I know who's.
Hey. So sorry I'm late. I missed my train. I hope you haven't been waiting long. What time did you get here?
The time we agreed on?
Yeah. Of course. Stupid question. Can I get you a drink?
Already got one. He really tried to win me over. Showering me with compliments, being touchy, buying drinks, making self-deprecating jokes... doing everything except the one thing I needed him to do. Okay, well, I'm gonna go.
No,
thanks for the.
No, don't go. Just wait. Please. Look, just.
What?
I'm sorry. I get it. I shouldn't have disappeared on you like that.
Okay. So why did you?
I just got really busy with...
Too busy to send a text?
Look, I got scared. Okay, things were moving really fast between us.
And you think I wasn't scared, huh? Luke, I introduced you to my friends. Fuck, you touched my hair.
I know, V. I just wasn't sure if I wanted something, you know, serious. I mean, V, I like you a lot. Like, fuck, I really do. I do. I just needed some time to think about it all. That's it. That's all. Okay, I didn't know how you'd react. And I know that's a piss-weak excuse on my behalf. I was a fucking idiot for doing that to you.
Uh-huh. Yep. It really hurt, Luke.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you just... please, give me another chance, V. Look, I'll do anything, just please.
I soaked him all up. replenished by his eager kisses and deep thrusts.
Oh, you look so pretty. I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too.
I missed you so much. Give me that good.
Australia Day weekend. Hey!
Hey, beautiful. Mm.
Luke picked me up.
Good.
This time in an Audi SUV.
Wait, what happened to your car?
Huh? Oh, this is my other car.
You have two cars?
Actually, I have five.
Get out of here. Wait, really? You got five cars, but you're one person.
I know. It's excessive. But I just... Leave me alone. I really like cars.
Whoa, okay. No judgment.
It wasn't just the cars, though. I also knew that he owned his own apartment and he told me once before that he was self-insured for healthcare. And then a few weeks later came my birthday gift. An email from Luke with details of a romantic getaway to Malaysia that he'd secretly planned and paid for. A very thoughtful and expensive thing for him to do. But something wasn't adding up. How could a doctor his age afford all of this? Langkawi Island, Malaysia.
Thank you. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
How are you affording all of this? I mean, this is a lot.
Oh, babe, you know what I do for a living.
Do I, though? Luke, you realize I am an auditor. So what's going on?
Wait. Are you Breaking Bad? Should I be concerned?
Yeah.
Don't joke this away.
All right. Look, you want to know the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So my family's been in construction business for a really long time, since the 1900s. So I guess long story short, I have a trust fund.
Oh.
See, I told you, it's not interesting.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's like rich.
Right?
Like old money rich.
Yeah. What? I don't like this. I don't like any of this. It's weird. What am I supposed to do for his birthday?
V.
What?
I say this with love. Stop complaining. Do you know how many people want to get blued out?
I know.
Honestly.
Look, I just feel like the power dynamic has shifted, you know? Like, he has the upper hand now, so...
Stop. The power dynamic has not shifted. You've got the power of the pussy. Okay? Sucker, stop stressing. This is a good thing. Shit, I wish I had your kind of problems.
Cor, what's up? Did something happen?
It's Tonde. He's jumped onto the baby bandwagon. Though we agreed to wait until I'd made senior manager.
Eesh. So what are you thinking? What are you going to do?
I don't know. It's just so unfair. And now he's, like, punishing me for wanting to wait. Do you know, the other day I got home and he hadn't even started cooking, even though it was his turn.
Maybe he forgot.
No, he didn't forget. It was intentional. I know him.
Maybe try to talk to him again. I'm sure you'll come around, like... He probably just got swept up with his parents' hype and, you know.
I hope so.
Because
the way he's been acting lately, I could use a vacation from him right now. So count your blessings, okay?
At this time, we would like to invite first and business class passengers, as well as our Platinum Club
Thank
members
you, baby.
To board the aircraft. Please have your passport and boarding pass ready for inspection. For all other passengers, please remain seated until you are invited to board. Thank you.
Hello. Enjoy the flight.
Thanks.
Sorry, ma'am. It's first and business class passengers only.
Oh, yes, I'm flying first class.
Okay, and what's your purpose of travel to Australia today?
I live there.
So what visa do you have?
I'm a permanent resident. So that's the skilled independent 189 visa.
Right, I'm just going to need to check that your visa's still valid for travel. Would you mind stepping to the side?
Sorry, ma'am, is there a problem?
Sir, yeah. I'll just be with you in a moment.
Yeah, but it's just that she...
I'll just be a minute. So tell me, how long have you been in Malaysia?
A week. Look, I have my visa grant letter printed out if you want to
see
that. Okay,
yeah, and what were you doing here?
Holiday.
Holiday? And you're flying first class?
Yes.
Can I see the card that you used to purchase this ticket?
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
I mean, my partner, he's over there. He should have it.
Luke?
She wants to see the card you used to buy the tickets.
What, is there a problem with the ticket?
You two are travelling together?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, never mind. I'll scan you through. Sorry about that, ma'am. Enjoy your flight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bitch.
What the fuck was her problem? Unbelievable. V, are you okay?
I'm fine. Just...
Because, you know, we can confide.
I said I'm fine. Like, sorry. Sorry. Can we just get on the plane? So, Malaysia, at the airport. What did you think that was about?
I don't know. It could have been anything. You know, she could have been a shitty, mean person. Maybe it was your nationality. I don't know.
You really believe that? That it had nothing to do with the fact that I'm black?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say that. What I mean is that I'm not sure.
You can say that because you're white. I've experienced enough racism to know how it feels, Luke.
Babe, I'm sorry. You're one of the most incredible women I know. Okay, don't pay attention to the stupid assholes who can't see that. Hey, look at me. V, look at me. I love you. Okay. I love you.
And that was the first time that he told me he loved me. Ooh. Hello, Tavi.
Condemned, Deb.
Napana, Sha, just Netflix and chill. What's up?
Nothing much, Sha. Just getting ready for my trip, car. I'm going back cabin. Hey, do you still want me to take that package back to your parents?
Can I drop it off on Wednesday after work? Does that work for you?
Yeah, it's dope. That's fine, man. I'm cool.
Hey, thanks, man. You're a lifesaver. My mom's was going to kill me.
Anytime. Talk about that later.
Okay, all right.
Enjoy.
Iwe. Bye.
Bye.
What was that about?
Taff? Oh, yeah. He just offered to take some stuff back to Zim for my parents.
Oh, so Taff knows your parents?
Yeah.
Cool. Sorry, when do I get to meet them?
When the time is right.
Yeah, but you know you've met my parents, right?
Yeah, I know. It's just for me, culturally speaking, boyfriends are tricky. I can't just introduce random guys to my parents.
Oh, shit. So I'm just a random guy.
No, stop it. No, that's not what I mean. Look, my parents have never met any of my boyfriends. So if I introduce someone to them, it has to be like, for sure, I'm going to marry the guy.
Okay, so how come Taps met them?
You know we grew up together, right?
Yeah, I'm still not sure about this. I mean, that guy just seems too eager.
Taff.
Yeah.
Seriously, babe, you have nothing to worry about. I'm not even his type anyway. He's just a friend.
I still don't trust him around you.
Well, you can trust me.
Speaking of your friend.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned something to me about buying cows for marriage. Is that, I don't know, is that true? What's that about?
You mean Lobola? Like the bride price?
Yeah, I don't know, I suppose so.
And Taff told you about it?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Well, the night I met your friends at that bar that we were at. Yeah.
I just don't remember seeing you two talking that much that night, that's all, so... Mm-hmm.
So what's this whole cow thing about? Like, fill me in.
Okay. Well, it's basically a custom where the groom gives a gift to the bride's family to thank them for raising a good woman and for the future children she'll give birth to.
Okay, so how many cows would someone have to buy to marry you?
God, when you put it like that. Well, these days people just use cash instead of real cars. Look, some families charge a lot and some don't.
Look, I don't get it. Like, it seems like you're buying a person to me.
It's a gift.
Right, that's a pretty big fucking gift.
So is an engagement ring.
Yeah, but the girl gets to keep the ring.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see your point.
Over time, I replaced I with we, traded autonomy for partnership, and melted parts of me into us. Our sex became more precise, efficient. We swapped secrets, revealed our deepest regrets, mused about our future, and wove our dreams together. And sometimes, we annoyed each other.
Hey, can you hurry? We're going to be late.
I'll be done just now.
Yeah, you know what? You said that 15 minutes ago, and now here we are.
It's just a movie. Calm down.
It'll be dark anyway. Why? Babe, you're beautiful. Why do you need makeup? All right, I'll tell you what. If you're not ready in 5 minutes, I'm leaving without you.
Mm-hmm. Fine. If you're not going to clean, can you at least hire someone to do it?
Hey, I told you to leave it. I was going to do it.
Yeah, like you did it last week.
Hey, hands off. These are mine.
Luke.
I asked if you wanted chips, and you know what you said? You didn't want any. These are for me.
Oh, can I just try one? They smell so good.
And they taste even better.
I'll start my diet tomorrow. Hey, babe.
Hmm.
Did you change the sheets?
Luke.
What? You know I break out when you don't change your sheets often enough.
All right, let's compromise. Can we still have sex, though? Change them after?
Oh.
Or do you want me to change them before?
It happened on the day that the new couch arrived. The final touch to Luke's apartment renovation.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful royal blue velvet piece.
Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, no. You don't like it?
No. I do. I love it. It's just, you know, decor isn't my thing.
You sure?
So again, thank you again. Thank you for working with the designer on this. You're amazing.
You're welcome. I didn't know what I was doing, though.
Are you kidding me? You're amazing.
Aww.
I saw how you were with her. She even said so herself that you had, like, amazing ideas. Seriously, you have this natural knack for this, this amazing talent.
It was fun.
See, maybe you should look into this.
As a career?
Yeah, why not?
Aww. Honey, because capitalism. You know not all of us can do what we want.
I'm going to disagree. I think the world is missing out from your talent.
You're just saying that.
I swear on my life I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was kind of thinking it's a bit unfair that you don't get to enjoy the space as much as I do. Since, you know, you don't live here.
You're joking, right?
I mean, like, you know, we already spend so much time together and your lease is up soon, so it kind of works.
My parents would kill me.
Oh, come on.
Moving in with a man before he pays Lobola.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah. They'll probably call for a prayer meeting or something and speaking tongues all night.
Hang on, wait. V, you know how I feel about this whole bride price thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so,
babe, I know you're not a fan of it, but it's just something that needs to happen. It's my culture.
Yeah, but you agreed with me, remember?
No. I said I understood your point of view.
Okay. Let me get this straight. I have to pay your parents thousands of dollars so that you can move in with me.
Well, I didn't say it has to be today.
V, what is this really about?
Hey, don't act like this is new information. We've talked about this.
Yeah, and we also agreed that it's senseless. Do you even want to be in this relationship with me?
What? Why would you even
Do you want to be together? Because it seems every time you have this fucking excuse for everything. I want to meet your parents. And you say it's not the right time, it's this and that. I tell you I love you, and you can't say it back. I ask you to move in, you hide behind your culture. What the fuck is all this? What's the point?
Luke.
No. What do you want?
Luke, we've talked about these things before.
Is it the money?
What?
It's money, isn't it?
What are you talking about?
Cut the shit. I've seen the texts.
What text? What are you talking about,
come on,
Luke?
Don't beat around the fucking bush. don't do that. I know you send your parents money every month. You know, I can see how a bride price would be a convenient solution.
You went through my phone.
See, you can't even deny it, can you?
Don't twist it. You went through my phone.
You know, and you know what the funniest thing about all this is? I was warned about these Nigerian romance scams.
You know what? Fuck this. Fuck this couch. Fuck this apartment. Fuck your colonizer bloody money.
V.
Fuck this bullshit. No. Fuck you, Luke.
I don't get it. Why would he say that? You're not even Nigerian.
Right?
Damn. I liked him.
Nah, I never liked him. All right, that's enough moping. Come on, get up.
Hey, V, it's me. Please call me back. Hi, V. Me again. Please call me back. Hey, can you stop ignoring me and just pick up the phone? Yeah, really mature behavior, V. Yeah, what happened to talking it through like adults? Remember that? Okay. I'm sorry about that last message, but can you please pick up or just call me back? Please.
Tonda's been going at me like a jackhammer.
Oh my God.
My pussy is swollen and it's not sexy at all.
But you're getting fucked. Like, really, I miss it so much.
Hi, girls. Hi, Marty. V?
Luke! What a total coincidence bumping into you here.
Marty?
Girl, just hear him out.
V, can we take a walk? Can I just ask why you didn't tell me about your parents?
I didn't see why I had to. I don't need you to save me. Look, I've never asked you for anything. So for you to suggest that...
I know, V. I was wrong. All right? But this is important stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
It has to grow, right?
You're right. I should have told you. I'm sorry I didn't. But I'm still not okay with you looking through my phone. I mean... What made you do that?
I don't know.
You didn't trust me?
I do. I was being an idiot. I thought maybe there was someone else. V, before you throw in the towel, there is someone I'd like you to meet. We're actually almost there. V? I'd like you to meet V.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it's a cow.
I see that.
Yeah, I named it after you.
Okay.
I'm trying to be fucking romantic here. Throw me a bone.
I can smell cow shit.
Yeah, but I bought her for you.
What?
Okay, look, I know how this is. Unusual, but...
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you and your culture. You know, I might not understand it, but I'll respect it. I respect you. And I'll buy as many fucking cows as your parents need me to when the time is right.
You know we don't use real...
Yeah, I know, V. It's romance.
Okay, just saying. It's...
Look, listen. I really want to make this work between you and I. And honestly, I hope you want the same thing too, because... Yeah, I love you. I really love you. I don't know what else to say.
Luke?
Yeah?
I love you too. Coming! Oh, hey!
Hey, what's up?
Hapana, I was actually like, who's at my door this time of night?
Please, man. Yeah, don't act like you got other friends.
Oh, okay. No, come in. I mean, Wait, how did you get in the building?
The door's open.
Bastards. Anyway, kwakanakere. I mean, look, this is a nice surprise, but...
Yeah. You know, you know me, you know, when I'm thinking, I'm, you know, just like, you know, I drive around and stuff. So I just found myself in the area and, thought I'd just, yes, come see you. So, there's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Babe, do you have more wine? Oh, Taff, right?
Hi, Luke, right?
Ooh, it's going down on 17 February, Private Affairs Season 2 coming your way. Make sure you don't miss it by following Private Affairs now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else that you get your podcasts.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.